Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. When Jesus was here on earth, He went around teaching and healing, and that has been recorded in the Bible. He taught us great things. He did great things. We can rejoice in that. But you know what? As great as those things are that He did on this earth, when we get to heaven, we will be filled with wonder and awe at how much more amazing it will be to see Jesus. Hey, boys and girls, we have a lot of Bible reading to do today, so make sure that you have your Bibles and we are going to get started with our lesson. But before we get started, let's pause and pray that Jesus will be with us. Lord, as we open your word today and learn about a story about Peter and John and how they responded when people were against them, we pray that you will give us that same spirit when others may not be happy with us. Please give us your love and your care, but your boldness too. In Jesus' name, amen. Peter and John had stayed in prison all night. Remember what had happened? They had healed the man who was begging by the gate in the temple. Then Peter had preached a great big sermon to all these people, and how many believed? We learned about it last time. 5,000 believed. But were the priests and rulers happy about it? No, they weren't. In fact, they were so upset that they took hold of Peter and John, and they threw them into prison for at least overnight. Peter and John stayed in prison all night, and the next morning the officers took them to the courtroom of the high priest. Soon they were standing before many important people. What was the first question they asked Peter and John? Let's look at Acts chapter 4, verse 5 through 7. We are going to be looking up quite a few verses today, and I want you to read right along with us. We are reading from the New King James Version Bible, so if you have that Bible and you're reading along, it'll be word for word what we're reading. Isn't that neat? If you have another version of a Bible, that's okay too. It's just a different way of saying the same thing. Well, let's look at Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, and then once we find chapter 4, then you're going to look down for verse 5, okay? It starts with the words, and it came to pass, all right? And it came to pass. So once you find it, and if you have to pause this recording, that's okay, but once you find it, go ahead and read along with us. Acts chapter 4, verse 5 through 7, we're going to read 5, 6, and 7. Here's what it says.
And it came to pass on the next day that the rulers, elders, and scribes, as well as Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the family of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had sent them in the midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have you done this?"
So who are Peter and John in front of? They're in front of Annas, the high priest, Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and many of the family of the high priest. They're all gathered together there in Jerusalem. So they put them there. Now I want you to think about something pretty crazy. They were in the same courtroom where Jesus was questioned by the same priests several weeks before. Now, when Jesus had been questioned and when he was there, where was Peter and John? Well, John had been right outside listening, right? He had gotten in and he was able to listen, but was he standing there boldly next to Jesus or was he kind of hiding? He was hiding. And then what about Peter? What had Peter been doing? He had been warming himself by the fire and people started saying, aren't you with Jesus? And what had he done? He had said no and he had denied Jesus three times and then raced out of there crying and sobbing because he realized what he had done. So Peter and John are now in that exact same location. And this time it's Peter and John on trial, not Jesus. Do you think that they were scared? Do you think that they were afraid? No, they were bold. And why were they bold standing for Jesus? Because of the Holy Spirit. That was the difference. They now were emptied of themselves and they now did things in Jesus' power, in his Holy Spirit. So let's read the bold answer that Peter gave to the priest's question in verse 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. That's five verses. Let's see what that says.
Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved."
Whoa! Did you hear what Peter just said? He accused these men of crucifying Jesus Christ. He accused them of putting him to death and that God raised him from the dead. That's pretty bold, isn't it? It's telling them exactly what they did, and it's not sugarcoating it. You know what sugarcoated is? Well, it kind of reminds me of when I have to give my dog some medicine, and he does not like to take medicine. And so in order to get the medicine down, I could pry his mouth open and shove my hand all the way down his throat and stick the little pill down, and then it would be past his tongue and he would swallow it. Or I could wrap it up in some kind of special sandwich meat that he would really like. Or I might put it in peanut butter. I might stuff it in a cookie or something and then give him that. And then when he eats the cookie, the sweet thing, then all of a sudden it tastes good and he doesn't realize that it's really medicine that doesn't taste good. Well, Peter is not wrapping up this message and telling them that they crucified Jesus in a nice way. He is just laying it all out there. They are going to know. They crucified the Son of God. Those priests and rulers could hardly believe how powerfully Peter and John were speaking. Wait a second. These disciples are poor. They have no money. They've never had special education. So the rulers knew that Jesus was helping them to speak bravely. They saw something different in these men's eyes. And why was it? Because they had the Holy Spirit within them. Look at verse 13. these priests are just flabbergasted. They're like, what on earth is going on? Who are these men? Where did they come from? How can this be? Look at verse 13.
Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus.
Not only did they have the Holy Spirit working in them, giving them power and boldness, but they also had proof of the Holy Spirit's power because that crippled man was standing right next to them. He was proof that what Peter was saying was true. The rulers talked it over. What are we going to do with them? And finally, they came up with an idea. Well, let's just tell them to stop. So they told Peter and John, they said, you have to stop talking about Jesus. Look at verse 15, 16, 17, and 18.
And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For indeed that a notable miracle has been done through them is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But so that it spreads no further among the people, let us severely threaten them that from now on they speak to no man in this name. So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus.
Now, do you think that telling Peter and John to stop talking about Jesus, that's going to do any good? Did the disciples promise to obey them? Well, let's see what they said. Look at verse 19. This is their response. Verse 19, 20, and 21. We're going to read those three verses. Acts chapter 4, verse 19, 20, and 21. Let's see what the disciples said.
But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God for what had been done.
The disciples did not promise to not talk about Jesus. They said that they had to speak what God had given them to speak. They have to share what they had seen and what they had heard. How do you think Satan was feeling about this? You know, he was right there and he was seeing what was happening, and he was trying to get the priests and the rulers to go against Peter and John and to silence them. How was Satan feeling? Do you think he was happy? I don't. He was very, very upset. Were the disciples learning that the Holy Spirit is a powerful friend, just like Jesus had promised he would be? Yes. The last time that they had been in this same place, they had ran away and hid. They were scared. But now, just a few weeks later, nothing much has changed except they have the Holy Spirit in their hearts. And the Holy Spirit gave them a power and a boldness that no one could argue with. The Holy Spirit wants to do that same work in you, boys and girls. He wants to give you a power and a boldness for sharing Jesus with others. We can pray and ask Him to come into our hearts, and that we want to give Him our hearts. Do you want to do that with me? Well, let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, we are asking that you will give us the Holy Spirit, to give us power, to give us boldness, to help us to share your love, your message with the world around us. We want to be ready when you come, and we want to be working when you come. Give us your Holy Spirit to help us today. In Jesus' name, amen. It is our last day for this memory verse song. Oh, I'm going to be kind of sad to see it go, aren't you? Well, let's sing this song as loud as we can all together.
James 5:15. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.